Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I greet you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those who are coming for the first time here, you are welcome. May God bless you. Hallelujah. We may be seated right now. Amen. I'm going to share on something that I believe that is unfolding and you are just perhaps going to have a taste of what is being downloaded right now. It looks like you're not excited to hear what's going on right now. Are you ready to hear what the Lord wants to say here tonight? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to read from the book of Joshua. From the book of Joshua chapter 3. We're going to read verse 9. Can you read verse 9 for me?
Joshua chapter 3, verse 9. Then Joshua said to the sons of Israel, Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. Verse 10. Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Verse 11.
Now, I want you to go through that verse again. That the last one you read just now.
Verse 10. Joshua said,
Yes.
By this you shall know that the living God is among you.
By this you shall know that the living God is it's amongst you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By this you shall do what? You shall know that the living God is amongst you. This time it's not even amongst you, it's in you. Amen. That's why when the prophet of old looked forward to our times, they envied. And they looked at our time and said, how lucky are those people? Jehovah lives amongst us, but he's going to live in them. Are you here? Are you as excited as I'm beginning to be excited about what I'm hearing? Hallelujah. The Lord is not with you. Now, the same promise that is given to them, you are receiving with much more grace. Oh, if you like, you can multiply it 7 times. Let's read it again.
By this you shall know.
By this you shall know.
That the living God,
yes,
is among you.
In other words, this living God in you, he will do something that you will know, or people will know that he is with you. I pray that if people haven't noticed that you are with somebody in you, I pray that they will start today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, it looks like you're not receiving what I'm declaring here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By this you shall know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in fact, God said to Moses earlier on, he said, you know what? I'm going to do something that these people should know that as I was with Moses, I'm with you. There should be no doubt that the same God who was with Moses is with you. Yes. Hallelujah. Now Joshua says here, this is what's going to happen. Okay, read.
He will assuredly dispossess from before you.
He will do what? He will dispossess from before you. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
The Canaanite.
The Canaanite.
The Hittite.
Now let's go. Let's go. The Canaanite. Say the Canaanite.
The Hittite.
The Hittite.
The Hivite.
The Hivites.
The Perizzite.
The Perizzites.
The Gigashite.
The Gigashites.
The Amorite.
The Amorites.
And the Jebusites.
And the Jebusites. Now listen to me. All these nations prophetically mean something. All these seven nations in the land speak of an impediment or the hindrances that they will have towards possessing the land and enjoying what the Lord has given to them. What am I saying to you? For what God has given you, for you to enjoy and succeed in, you have to deal with the seven nations.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Looks like, are you the right people I'm supposed to talk to? There's something in the land. You see, what I like about this, God says, I will drive them before you. But at the same time, he says, you must drive them out. But he says, I'll go before you. I will do this. But he says, you, in other words, this is a joint venture. Together, it is a joint venture. Together with God, you're going to do something. Amen. God is going to play his part, and you are going to play your part. Amen. Amen. And this is a promise. And today, I can tell you that most of the time, the reason why we don't enjoy what God has given you as a person, as an individual, is because of these nations. One or two or more of these nations. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? If you look carefully, and I'm going to, as I said, I'll probably just be introducing this, and we're going to be talking about this, I don't know where. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Amen. So let us look at Numbers 33 from verse 53.
Numbers 33.
Yes.
Verse 53.
Now here's God talking to Moses. Okay. Yes.
And you shall take possession of the land and live in it.
Yes. For now listen, you shall take possession of the land and live in it. That's the promise of God for your life. Amen. By your land means your calling, means who you are, means what you have come to this world to be. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Nothing less. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I see there is something that God has for you that you have not tasted yet because of the Hittites. Am I talking to somebody here? So there is something special for you. There's no one who's here just a parcela. Say, neighbor, you are not parcela here. You are not extra. When God wanted extra people, he said, go. We just want extra people. There's nobody who's, I don't care what they told you, how useless you are, no. For God, you are a special human being. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Maybe your husband calls you anything he wants, but let me tell you what, he does not represent God. To God, you are a special somebody. Amen. Maybe they don't even appreciate, maybe they even beat you, they kick you, they box you, they insult you, but to God, you are a special somebody. Am I talking to somebody here? Those people don't represent God. They don't. To God, you're special. No matter what you go through, you are special. You tell your neighbor, you are so special.
You are so special.
I know your life may be a bit rough, but it doesn't mean you're not special before God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. To God, you are like an Israelite that possess Canaan. We have been sent to a place where we have to occupy. Amen.
Amen.
That is you. That is you. Some of us are so crossly Jordan. I don't even talk about that. That's another message. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about people who are in the land. Not the ones that still have to cross. Oh. And so that, I see Jordan. I pull a lamelat. Give a lever. Hallelujah. Amen. To love Jesus Christ. Amen. So there are those that haven't crossed Jordan, which has got its own significance in our journey. Amen. Hallelujah. Jordan is for those who were not alive when the Red Sea was being crossed. Or those who were below the age of 20 when the Red Sea was being crossed. It's a prophetic meaning. Amen. It's a prophetic meaning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Amen. It's said that many of those who knew about the promise when they left Egypt, they never saw it. It is very sad. Only their children. Only their children. I pray that not only my children will see what God promised me. I want to see it with my own eyes. I will not die until I see it. Okay. Do I have an amen here? I say I will not die until I see the things that He has shown me. Batho ba tlo sala ba wa tsiba o kila a bua. I remember the apostle. No, I will be there. I will see it with my two eyes. Whether the devil likes it or not, ke tabe ke le da. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Tell your neighbor ke tabe ke le teng. A ke motho a ke swinix. I will see it. Why God promised me if he I was not going to see it? No. He could have told it to somebody else. Or shown it to somebody else. Hallelujah. I refuse that the things that I see will deny me. Hallelujah. Will do what? At Kadesh Barnea. Amen. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Amen. Now, here's the thing. Read. Let's read first. Let's finish there.
You shall take possession of the land.
You shall take possession of the land. Uh-huh.
And live in it.
And live in it.
For I have given the land to you.
And I've given the land to you.
To possess it.
To possess it. Why should it be possessed by somebody else when I'm already gone? Somebody enjoy the fruits of my labor when I'm gone. I refuse. Amen. Or maybe you don't refuse. I say I refuse. Misebetsi ya matsoho ya ka nna ke tla ija. Ah, you people, you are not. Amen. Are you here? Ka misebetsi ya matsoho ka nna self. Hakito sebetsa monno monga tlotsa. Tell your neighbor, hakito sebetsa. Monna o monga ba tlotsa. Lekhale. Never. Ke tla dija ke dije ke be ke dije.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you in the house of God? Amen. So if anybody expects you to die very soon, they will wait a long time. Tell, say never, they will have to wait a long time. Some of them will die waiting for me to die. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Some of them will die waiting for me to what? To die. Ha, say ha. Khale. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ba lotsana ba ba chikile mikoti ba ntse ba u bitsa mkoti wa hao. Ha ba kene ka mo. Ha ba kene ka mo. Kwa bona mkoti wa swa. Confidence ba super super ba re kyak. Ba ngotsi le bitso lak. Ke a le hlakola. Kamadia Morena Jesu. Haki keni kamo. Hotla kena bona. Jesus.
Amen.
Wanna live a long time. Hallelujah. Look at you saying we're now to decide about our tsamani. Ta uko gore ke khate tse re modimo ai. Ke batla o vaya jwa. How many of you believe this? How many of you believe this? Hallelujah. It is done in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue reading.
Verse 54.
Uh-huh.
You shall inherit the land.
You shall inherit the land.
By lot.
By lot.
According to your families.
According to your families.
To the larger.
To the larger.
You shall give more inheritance.
Uh-huh.
And to the smaller.
To the smaller.
You shall give less inheritance.
Uh-huh. Look at your neighbor saying, I'm not small, small. Okay, maybe there is small, small here. Is there small, small here? Am I speaking to the large ones? The large ones here. I see the large ones here. Hallelujah. So don't read the small, just read the large. We have only the large audience here. Say to the large and leave the small. Let's read again.
To the larger,
uh-huh.
You shall give more inheritance.
Aha, uh-huh, that's it. Let's go elsewhere. Hallelujah. Continue.
Wherever the lot falls to anyone,
uh-huh.
That shall be his.
Uh-huh.
You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers.
Uh-huh.
Verse 55.
Uh-huh.
But if you do not drive out the uh-huh. inhabitants.
There we are. If you do not drive, but God said he will drive them, he will drive them before you. But it says, if you will not drive them, it means partnership.
Amen.
Both of us are going to drive them out. Hallelujah. If you don't partner with God in this, you will not drive them out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
So both of us are going to do what? I want to drive them out. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't do that, listen to this. If you don't do that.
But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land
uh-huh.
from before you,
right?
Then it shall come about that those whom you let remain of
uh-huh.
them,
those whom you left, I can't even see in Kapa, see the Hittites or see, look at your neighbor, I don't know, Usile, Hittite, Kapa, the Gigashite, Kapa, I don't know. Say, I don't know, neighbor. But the Bible says, whatever you have left. I don't know what is it that you left. But whatever you have left.
Yeah.
Amen. What will happen with those?
They will become
they?
As pricks in your eyes.
Hey, hey, hey. They will be what?
They will become as pricks in your eyes.
Na neighbor, pricks. Pricks. I mean, in your eye. I'm telling you, just a grain of sand in your eye is enough. Imagine a thorn in your eye. How munati man? It means you won't enjoy life. Are you hearing me? It means what? Krare mubunya na fela o ka kena ka lihlong ha o sa le munati. Am I right? You feel like disturbed. Imagine a thorn in your eye, constantly in your eye. Kur how do sheba? How do sheba? Kur. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why sometimes our lives, they're like, you can't enjoy. It's because of these thorns. Because of some heater, I pray that today they will be exposed.
Amen.
I pray that they will be exposed today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They will become as pricks in your eyes
uh-huh.
and as thorns in your sides.
Sure. How what am I? Mutwa fel. A thorn. And honestly, our Christian life sometimes is like that. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot move. Whatever you do, wherever you go, is pain. Hallelujah. Your journey is not blessed like thorns. Amen. You cannot move. You know, if there are thorns on the road, how can you move? You just give up. Because you have been hurt so much. Amen. Amen. But listen, I've got good news today. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Now listen here. I just want to quickly look at these nations, what they stand for. I'll just look at one today. Hallelujah. And that's the Hittites. Hallelujah. They what? The Hittites. Okay. Now, the Hittites actually mean terror. These were giants. They were terrorizing everyone. They were giants. The Hittites were giants. They were strong. They were big. They were bullies. They were terrorizing everyone. So that means terror. It means fear. Hallelujah. Many Christians are tormented by one type of fear or another. And if you don't confront the fear, if you don't drive it away, it will paralyze you. And the fear will come in the direction of your journey. In other words, if where God is sending you here, there will be fear there. Let me give an example. You might fear heights when you're supposed to be a pilot. I hope I'm talking to somebody today. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You might fear rats when you're supposed to be a veteranian. Oh my Jehovah. You're not you. A vet. Thank you, Mrut. That helps me a lot. A vet. Am I talking to somebody here? The Hittites, they will hit you where it matters the most. Check the things you fear. They are in the way of your direction or your journey. Ask your neighbor, what do you fear? I'll show you where you're supposed to go. You know, I was going through a list of the fears that are in the world. It's amazing. If I read them, we'll go out in the morning. Just going through the list of the fears that are in the world. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, oh, what do you fear? Kapa batao porofiti. Aring, arobatao porofiti. What's it about you? Why should I come and say, I see you tabaying? You are tiba tabaying. Fear of failure. Yeah. There are people who don't attempt anything in life because their fear is failing. You're not moving because what if? But Batlorin, what have they done for you, those people? Tell me one thing that you can credit to Batvan or Batsavan. Nothing. But today you fear that if you don't succeed, what will people say? And you are caged in that situation. I hope there's somebody I'm talking to.
Amen.
Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. You don't want to be involved in relationships because you fear rejection. What if they reject me? I know I'm talking to somebody here. You fear what?
Rejection.
You don't belong here. That thing, you know it will destroy you. And you know why? Let me tell you this. Many of you who have one fear or another, if you look at your life, there was a time when it started. And when you were young. If you check, you'll see that the devil has been on your case from birth, by the way. It's not starting now. Satana akala usebisa na luena wana jono. Jota ni bhakala wana jono. Udiwana luena. Isala udiwana luena. Santanoro mwe mwe. He was there. Maybe sometimes these kids, when they say mwe, they are seeing the devil. They don't really ask him for milk or anything. They just mwe mwe. They're looking at the devil. Say, are you here? Many of our experiences along the way, they have been building this thing. Maybe you fear rejection because you were rejected in the past. So there's always that thing somewhere, where it was planted in you. Amen? Nobody just wakes up fearing something. Most of the time it's because something happened. Hallelujah. Maybe it's about Toeba because when you were young, somebody like Lisa Toeba felt like, ah! Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. Since that day, is it true?
Yes.
Since Mutao Tsosaka Tueba. Why are now Tsosaka Tueba? Why? Out of all things, why?
Yes.
You don't see any reason. You just move on with your life. The devil knows. Oh, this one is a vet. No. Is it making sense here?
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know. And nakitsava, you know, some people have made this like ikinto right. What's a nakitsava? What's a nakitsava? You don't know. Or the devil is hard at work, diverting your life. I want to go through this quickly. Hallelujah. Fear of being judged. Fear of death. Never twat about leaf. Yo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear of lack of money. Now talk about how about Gachelet. Core, they will hold on to that tender, ne? Am I talking to somebody here? Because of fear. Not that there's any principle, no, fear. They just fear not having money. You know, these things they affect your spiritual life in a big way. Am I talking to somebody? You know, sometimes God wants you to have nothing so you can learn to trust. Can I talk to somebody? When God says, confront this fear, because you see, the reason why you don't want to, you want to be in control.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
You just don't see how you can survive without money. You just don't see. You see, God doesn't want that. I'm not saying God wants you not to have money. Not to have money, no. God does not want you to trust money over him. Are you okay? So it's only when you can go through without money. Yeah, when God says, I love this child of mine, you look at how relaxed. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Fear of what? Lack of money. Now, these fears have got names. I'll come back to these fears, I think, one day, you know. There are many. And they've got names. Amen?
Amen.
But agoraphobia, acrophobia, astrophobia. Now, fear of disappointing others. You know, sometimes people are just bound by fear of disappointing mutu omu. Kuri is paralyzed. You see, how do you know something is abnormal? It's because it paralyzes you.
Yeah.
It affects you. You can't function because now stress okuri, you don't want to disappoint somebody. That is the reason why you suffer, because you don't want to disappoint people. There are some people you must disappoint in life. Oh, okay. There are some people you must let down.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
Yes.
There are some people you must disappoint in life. Just nje, you disappoint. You are number 101 on my list of 100. So I'm done. When I get disappointed.
Yeah.
You can't make everybody happy. Somebody will not like you. Does not matter how much you smile. Look at that. Somebody will not like you. No matter how much you smile, somebody's not going to like you. Don't go around trying to everybody to like you. Are you Mrs. Universe or Mr. Universe? Fear of what? Fear of something bad happening. Karon on tweet and bit like that. You're in our way. And those things can really do what? They can do what? They can paralyze you. Now, the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, listen here. The enemy of faith is not doubt, is fear. Because fear, it means uncertainty. Is the fear of uncertainty. There's something that you are not sure of the outcome. That's why you are fearful. You don't know hore hanka pala mamotla izala. No, you won't fall. But you don't know for sure. That's why you fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you fear heights. And God wants to send you on the mission in Africa and Asia and everywhere. Otofitaka imo. Ask your neighbor, use me, Lord. Use me. But come on, I can tell the aeroplane. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
You see, fear is the enemy of faith. Fear eats away from the fabric of faith. It's got tweba. That's how it works. That's why this spirit is not from me. It's making you aware. It's not from me. I've not given you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in the house of God? Believe what God has said about you.
Amen.
What the word of God says about you. You see, Joshua and Caleb, when they saw the giants, they thought, we are well and able, because they were full of the word. Remember I said that already. Mount Sinai. They were playful. Joshua and Caleb were listened attentively when Prophet Moses was teaching them. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So they were full of the word. Others just bounced here. Bantsaba nanedinamaza Egypt. They're thinking about the nice times. You know, there are people like that. They are in the church, but they are thinking many things. They are thinking nice things. But they despise the ten when they say, oh, Atubana, you, they are so strong. Because they were not listening. You know, there are people who go to church every Sunday. It's very painful. They just go there, they don't listen. When they are faced with these fears, this real reality of life, what's this now? But we are told what you must do. In the service, when we are teaching the word, we are arming you. How lichena, behavior jena. Don't fear these things. Don't worry about these things. Don't worry about these things when it happens. Amen. You know, I was just speaking to somebody today, Kiri. You know what? This thing, don't worry. Don't worry about these things, because you've already won it. It's for you to lose it. And the enemy is going to play with your mind, because that's where the door is.
Yeah.
Because unless he knocks you out, he cannot win. Are you hearing me? So here in your mind. So I told this person, stop thinking about this thing. You can't add anything to it.
Right.
You can't, the Bible says, you can't change it. Many of us, 3 days, look at your neighbor, because of fear of the unknown. Yeah. Because thinking about it, it doesn't change it. So I say, okay, now, and wait patiently for what is to happen. I'm not going to stress about something I cannot change by thinking. I think once, I leave it to God. Supernatural. It's not for me. Am I helping somebody here? So these fears, these things deny us of something that we are supposed to enjoy. Are you hearing me? This concerns, these anxieties about us stopping us from moving forward. Amen. Some people cannot enjoy marriage because of the fear of losing somebody. Amen. Are you hearing me? What's going to happen to me now? You hear neighbor, husband gone. You say, yo, I'm in the middle, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't even enjoy. You're busy. You're overdoing things now. You're overdoing things for the husband. You're overdoing. But why now are you like this? You don't even say you are fearing something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It makes you change your behavior. I won't go deeper. That's enough. Amen. So what am I saying to you? The Hittites stands for fear. They terrorize the children, the people around them. And God said, don't worry about those ones. I will drive them, but you must drive them too. Let's drive them. Meaning, believe me. Believe what I said I will do. I will do it for you. Hallelujah.
Glory.
He said about Jericho, you don't only have to lift a stone or anything. Don't worry. I will just sing. Amen. Just praise me, sing. You'll see what will happen. Hallelujah. So, I don't know what is your fear. I'm going to teach about this many fears. This many nations. Maybe you don't have a fear. Don't worry. I'm still coming with other things. You will not survive. Amen?
Amen.
Are you here? So there's still more coming. There are other nations coming that may be in your backyard somewhere. Hallelujah. But fear, it's one of the common things that the devil uses to paralyze people. What's up? Can I let it so? Sometimes you just have fear out of the here in. How many of you experienced that? How do I get to heal, man? I get to heal. You know what? What do you do when you're fearful? What do you do? Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Just go into the spirit. Or rappel or outer insulating. Continue. We check all things fear. Continue. Pray in the stuff. I mean, you can say, I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit. Because yes, this is a spirit. Amen. All these nations are spirits. Okay. You must rebuke. But after rebuking, if you still feel it, pray in tongues.
Amen.
Pray in tongues. Why? Because sometimes, you see, that's what I believe, that sometimes maybe you need to be interceding for something, but the enemy wants to paralyze you. How can you pray when you are fearful? Can you pray? It's hard. So that's why I pray in tongues, because sometimes some things are happening somewhere, you know, and a lot of people experience that. Somebody is going to die. And then you get that fear, get involved in the accident and all that. But why should it be fear? You can see this connection, spiritual things. Amen? So pray about it. Hallelujah. Preferably in the spirit. After rebuking it, just go into the spirit until this fear is gone out of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
So my message to you tonight is this. Check your life. Because that thing is doing something to you. Hallelujah. It is limiting your life. One way or the other. It's not. One day, that thing is going to do something. What is your fear? That is your Hittite that you must destroy. I want you to stand on our feet right now. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. I want you to confront that thing that you fear. If you fear that something bad is going to happen, you walk like that, you live like that all your life, something bad it creates on. And listen to me. Some people can see a pattern in their families that people are dying. And now, and then you're worried. Or all the females are gone. Or all the men are gone. In your family, what's going to happen next? Amen? Those are the things that we are going to fight now. Are you ready to fight that?
Amen.
Any fear that has paralyzed your life. Any fear that comes here. Fear of failure. Whatever. You know, I've seen kids doing matric. It's about failure. But how are you doing, performance-wise at school? Are you struggling? I'm not struggling with anything. But what's happening? You're doing well, but you just fear. Rish. Okay. It's about failure. And those things destroyed people. Failure, just because this fear, your feet are paralyzed. Askanahana nix by visa blackout. Askanahana nix war. Are you here? I don't know what you fear. Concerning your children, what is your fear? Do you fear that your child one day will not come back home? What is your fear? What is your fear? I want you to confront that fear right now. The Spirit of the Lord is here to help you fight this fear. You're going to leave you here free from that fear. It's never going to bother you again. Fear that something will happen to you when you are sleeping, you will not wake up. Somebody's going to come and do something to you when you are sleeping. Fear. Are you ready to pray? I want you to fight. This is your enemy. And declare that you fear you are living today. Call it by name. Fear of what? If there are seven, mention all of them. Are you ready? Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Begin to mention that fear. Begin to mention that fear by name. Begin to mention that fear by name. Begin to mention this fear stands in your way. It's standing in your way of progress. Begin to pray against that fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That fear must break today. That fear must break. That spirit of fear must break today. In the name of Jesus Christ, mention that fear. Mention that fear. Mention it by name. That spirit is leaving you today. You shall not fear this thing ever again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're breaking that fear right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, break in the name of Jesus. 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 Break that fear. Break it. Break that fear. Break it. Break it. Break it. This is a Hittite. This is a Hittite. Break it right now. Break that fear. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break that fear right now. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break the fear. Break the fear. Break the fear. Fear of death. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Fear of rejection. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it right now. Break it right now. Break it. Fear of failure. Break it. Break it. Break it. Fear of the unknown. Break it. Break it. You don't know why you fear. It's the fear of the unknown. Break it. Break it right now. Break it. Break it. Break that fear. Break it. Break the fear. Break the fear. Break the fear. Break the fear. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Break it. Break it. Break it. Declare. 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 That you are broken. You are broken today. You are broken. You are separated from my life. God has not given me the spirit of fear. He has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Yes. This is the spirit. The spirit that you have. This is the spirit that you have. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Reject that spirit. Say, I reject you. I reject you. I reject you. You are not from God. You are not from God. Reject the spirit. Reject the spirit. Rakasatata rabakasetiti. Itakasatalabaha. Rekese kete kete. Mandarabakasatala. Reject the spirit. Reject, reject, reject. Go back where you're coming from. Go back where you're coming from. You spirit of fear. Leave me. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray, 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 pray. Break that spirit. Break that spirit. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break the spirit. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. 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 This spirit is not from God. This spirit is not from God. Rakashatarabaha. Okosotorobokosa. Break it. Break the spirit. Now, I want you to focus on your family. If there's a spirit that you have seen in your child, in your sister, in your brother, that is limiting them, or in your husband or your wife, right now, begin to cast that spirit out right now. Command that spirit out of your child, out of your partner, out of your brother, out of your sister. Command it. If you know the spirit there, call that spirit out. Call it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out of my brother. Come out of my sister. Come out of my mother. Come out of my father. Come out of my children. Come out. 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 Leave my children alone. Leave my children alone. I say, come out. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. I say, leave them alone. I say, come out. I say, come out. I say, come out of their lives. I say, come out of their lives. I say, come out. I say, come out. Come out of their lives right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, I declare that I'm free from any and every spirit of fear. I shall not fear never again. I shall not fear the dark, like there is somebody waiting and hiding for me. Say, I shall not fear bugs. Say, I shall not fear bugs. Say, I shall not fear spiders. I shall not fear rats. I shall not fear bears. Say, I shall not fear water. I shall not fear darkness. I shall not fear death. I shall not fear sickness. Yes, I shall not fear sickness. Because by his stripes, I'm already healed. What can he do to me? Nothing. Hallelujah. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free from every fear. I am free. Say, I fear nothing. Bring it on. Say, bring it on. I fear nothing. Say, I fear nothing. Say, I can feel it here right now. Akisana nix. Ere akisana nix. Kutu akitlesikina li brave arifela. Strong, I can face anything. I get Sabinix. I can climb that tree. I can climb that mountain. I can board that plane. I can fly. I fear nothing. I can swim in the sea. I fear nothing. I fear nothing. Now, I've seen people, they'll go all the way to the beach. And when they go to get to the beach, they'll put a foot like this. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, this thing is stopping right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Out of you. Out. In Jesus' name. You are going to enjoy your holiday. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We see how the enemy doesn't want you to enjoy your Canaan. See how he wants to steal your joy. Tabisa lo duty bitching stulong God, you can help people when they drown. Because of what? Fear. I pray that we are all free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ.